Oh, hello. So I was doing it daily. I'm trying to keep it up, keep it up, keep it up. Since I am not doing anything anyway, I'm warming up that same spaghetti I was talking about in the last two episodes. So, yeah, because we're poor. What time is it? It is 11:05 p.m. Just came from my sister's house with just, a whole bunch of foolishness, I tell you that. But before I get into all that, I just want to say welcome and thank you for, sticking with me all the way to this point because, it really has been something, let me tell you. Today, I really just kind of want to go over what I was saying yesterday because there have been just like new developments. So I'm trying to like just keep everybody up to date on what's going on with me because the show is about me and I'm just, me. So, yeah. Anyways, so today I go and I am being told, right? This episode probably is not going to be that long because I am hungry. Anyways, I'm told that, okay, so remember when I was talking in the last, I think it was the part one, where I was talking about the girl that was basically being manipulated and, just is basically dealing with a narcissist, basically. This guy is just doing the absolute most. Basically, he was telling her she's going on a trip. He wants to go on the trip with her, but she keeps saying no because she doesn't want him to go. It's just her and, her son going on this trip. And it's basically to drop him off at college. Really, that's all it is. She's going to be there for maybe like a day or two. It's not that serious at all. And he wants to go, and both of them have said no. He does the son doesn't want him to go, and the mom doesn't either. So they're basically going back and forth, and this guy is basically saying, you don't control where I go and who I go with and when I go places. Thank you. And then was like, I need to know your flight information when you're coming back and all the other stuff. And I'm just like, first of all, the fact that he was sitting over here demanding stuff is beyond me. Anyways, no means no. And I feel like we need to go over that because apparently we're just still not understanding. When somebody says no, you need to stop. Let it go. Like, especially in a situation like this. You know what I'm saying? Like, at this point, I'm feeling very, my life is being threatened, because I've said no, and then you go and you went and you said that you don't control, like, I don't control, where you go and stuff like that. Basically saying that you can go wherever you want to go. Now tell me your information. Like, huh? Who are you, my banker? Stop. No. What do you mean? Absolutely not. That's very sus to me. Don't do that. Killing me. So they stopped talking. He basically ignored her for a couple days because, oh, sorry, I yawned, Jesus. He basically ignored her because she told him that, whenever I'm going on my trip, whatever flight I'm taking or whatever, it's none of your business. You need to mind your own business. Leave me alone. I do not want to converse with you no more. Basically just, cut it off with him, right? So he had said something, and I guess she said something in response, but he ignored her for like a couple days. And then today, this morning, he wrote some kind of message, and it was just like, whatever. But then tonight, he basically texted her and was like, he wants to spend his time on the trip with her, and he's sorry for the way that he was texting and the way that he was acting and all this other stuff. basically just trying to apologize, trying to get her to just, you know, take him back and tell her the information. It wasn't really, you know, him trying to get her to take him back. It was basically him trying to manipulate her into, you know, feeling bad and stuff like that, and getting her to tell him the information that he wanted to get. I'm sorry, but you are not a master of manipulation. We all can't be me. I'm sorry. That right there just wasn't gonna fly. You thought that you were slick. You are not. Have a nice life. You know, this entire cat and mouse kind of foolishness has been going on for a total of 12 years. 12 years. This lady has been dealing with this dude's foolishness. And honestly, most of it is her fault as well, because if she could just be more firm with what she is saying to him, we would not be in this predicament now. You know what I mean? Women. I don't believe it's all women, but there are some women out there that are just being treated atrociously by guys and then getting manipulated into keeping that guy around. Self-reflection, please. Please reflect. Please go back and look on what this guy is telling you. Look at what this guy is doing for you. If it's nothing, you need to drop him. If it's something, you still need to, again, evaluate. Why is he doing that thing? You know, what is going on? What is making him do this thing that I am, you know, taking note of? If it is, let's say he's doing it because y'all just got into an argument and now he's just trying to do it to get back in your good graces, you need to drop it. Drop him. If that's not it, leave it alone, leave it alone, leave it alone, leave it alone, leave it alone. You know what I'm saying? Y'all need to get it together. I'm overhearing stories about women sitting over here talking and still talking to and steady talking to and continuing to talk to dudes that are not for them. At this point, be a lesbian. Stop it. Leave it alone. Go suck on an axe wound. I can't. This is getting out of hand. Oh, and for y'all to be black people. Why y'all had to be black? Sitting up. Oh my. Gee whiz. Kills me. I was just at my sister's house talking about women and how women be sitting over here just, I don't know what's wrong with y'all, but 2021 girls, like these females, 2021. I'm glad this year almost over, because hopefully 2022 is just doing way better. Hopefully it's giving more, because these 2021 females, I mean, outrageous. Why are y'all picking on each other? Why are y'all sitting over there fighting with each other? Like legit, I mean, backstabbing, bringing each other down for no reason. Like, women have been sitting over here and still are literally getting the rough end of the stick. And y'all are sitting over here causing issues within y'all own ranks. Y'all can't be fighting 20 battles at the same time, honey. Stop it. Stop it. People, girls, females, women in general have just been, you know, dying left and right back in the day. Struggling left and right back. Ooh, sorry, back in the day, to give you the freedoms that you have now, and you are just throwing that in these dead people's face by literally doing dirty these other women out here that are just trying to get the bag, same as you. Stop it. Same goes for dudes too, but I just, for me, because, you know, I did grow up in a single mother household. So I am very female influenced, when it comes to just teachings and mindset, I guess. Well, not necessarily mindset, but just, you know what I mean? So it's just really sad to see and hear that, like, females are doing just raggedy things to other females just for shits and giggles. And it's like, okay, really though? Like, really? It's crazy, because all y'all can come together real quick when something for real happened, but I need y'all to stay together after, you know, that for real event is over, because y'all only finna get, you know, better laws, better pay if everyone is on the same page, everyone is, you know, working together to do things, not just working together when something happens. It's like in the Black community, everybody, oh, Black people be hating each other, but when somebody die, oh, all of a sudden everything is fixed for like 2 seconds until, you know, the funeral over. Now you outside the doggone church sitting over here having a doggone fight with Barquisha for no reason. It's like, girl, funeral ain't even over yet. You know what I'm saying? We still gotta eat food. Funeral ain't even over yet. Why we out here fighting? You know what I'm saying? Like, come on. We need to do better. We need to get it together. I also want to talk about parents and adults in general sitting out here threatening children. I don't know why that has become a thing. I have been on TikTok. I have also just had a conversation with a couple other, you know, people. And apparently, I don't know what's going on, but adults and parents have just been threatening children. Not threatening as in corporal punishment. Threatening with silent threats of basically, you know, I'm about to call the cops if you don't stay away from my daughter just because you don't like the fact that I'm dating your daughter or I'm dating your child. I was going to say dating your husband. Girl, you better be mad at me for that. Oh gosh, no, you better be mad at that. You better be mad at your husband. Anyways, dating your son. Thank you. For unknown reasons, and then sitting over here threatening to call the cops when I turn 18. Like, girl, we had a pre-existing relationship. Romeo and Juliet. Get out my fucking face. I'm sorry, the language, but y'all, bitch, stuff like that aggravates me. Why are we here having, why are we talking about this? Why is this something that is occurring in the United States now? Why is that something that is happening? Who authorized this? Like, at this point, I am an entire ghost throughout my whole life. I'm not even here. I don't exist. Like, I don't even want to be here. I can't. Like, this is embarrassing. And of course, as always, it's Black people. Like, y'all, do better. Stop. This is why we don't ever catch a break. This is why people be out here shooting us. This is why stuff be happening. Stop. Leave it alone. Then I'm sitting over here, I'm over here on TikTok, and I'm sitting over here finding people out here, grown-ass people sitting out here touching kids and stuff. Like, I already have one of those in the family. Leave it alone. Stop. I've had... You know what I'm saying? I'm tired. It's not even happening to me, but I'm tired of seeing. I'm tired of looking at. I'm tired of this being an issue that anybody is going through. You know? Like, stop. Leave it alone. All y'all be sitting over here. I mean, posting just fucked up stuff on the internet and think that it's just hilarious. Do y'all not realize things that you do now do affect your future? You could be one. You could have been a scholar. You could have went to Harvard. You could have went to Yale. And now all that is ruined because you were sitting over here, doggone, posting dumb shit on TikTok, huh? Come on now. Just because karma, or you reap what you sow, just because, you know, the sow ain't get to you yet. Keyword what? Yet. Don't mean it ain't coming. The stuff that you do now affects your future. You have to pay attention. You have to be mindful. You have to just really look at your self-reflection, please. Can we normalize self-reflection and really reflecting on self, please? Because y'all just be out here doing all kinds of stuff. I mean, willy-nilly. And just not even care. And I'm like, huh? What about later? Like, what about your future? Like, this is gonna affect something, is it not? Are you sure it's not? I don't know, honey. I ain't sure it's not. You know what I'm saying? Like, la, 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 la. Anyways, while I'm here, because I'm done talking about that, because honestly, I'm getting heated. And the more angry I get, the hungrier I get. And I just cannot afford. Okay? I cannot afford to be starving right now. Okay? While I'm here, I want to take like a brief break, a brief intermission, if you will, to promote. Well, actually, not even promote, just kind of talk about. Talk about my show. I am coming out with a show next year or the year after, one to two, depending on COVID. Really trying to wait for COVID because I'm not trying to get sick, not trying to get any of my actors sick, no nothing. But coming out with a show, it's called Genesis. It'll be like on a specific app, everything like that. Just kind of wanted to talk about it a bit and just kind of like write a review or a comment. On whatever platform you're seeing or listening to this listening to this podcast on, you know, about the show, just, you know, so I can kind of gauge if you'd like it or not, you know, before I start getting heavy into it. But basically, it's about a boy and a girl. They are twins. And one is the son of Satan. The other is the daughter of God, basically. They were born with just like, I mean, hella godlike powers. I mean, legit, no joke. And one day when they were in, you know, the park playing or whatever, you know, they're playing imagination. In the midst of them playing imagination, basically, they created a whole ass world in another pocket dimension. This dimension that they created basically, grows on its own. Like the way that they were playing, you know, make believe and stuff, they came up with like a whole, you know, legal system, you know, everything. So life basically moves over there. And so later on, we're fast forward into high school. The girl twin, she gets hurt and basically her powers come into effect. Which then kind of opens up this whole big old portal to that pocket dimension. And now every evil thing from that pocket dimension is trying to take over Earth. And that's kind of where we are. There are 8 main characters, which are like our 8 heroes throughout this entire story. Throughout, let's say... I guess the entire series or not the entire series. I want to say maybe like 2 or 3 seasons. The twins don't even know they're related. They're like best friends. One lives in an orphanage, which as you could tell, probably would be, you know, the demon, the son of Satan, lives in an orphanage, literally, I mean, dirt poor, you know, I won't say he's a thug. He has really good, you know, moral standards. But he has, you know, he has the ability and knows how to live on the streets. He is a survivor kind of person, you know, steal cars, pickpockets, stuff like that. He's very much a GTA character. The girl, on the other hand, has an adoptive family. Family basically runs the entire, you know, town that they live in. They are very, 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 very well off, you know, stuff like that. But though these two are best friends until maybe like season 3, they find out that they're related. So basically the entire show is about them basically saving the world from themselves because they are the problem and the solution. But they're also saving the world from God and Satan. Because they find out that they were basically born to destroy the world. And seeing that they're not doing it, God and Satan basically try to force them to do so. So it's basically them fighting their parents, finding out who their parents are, first of all, then fighting their parents, then eventually, you know, getting rid of and killing their parents and becoming the new, you know, God and Satan. You know, to then have children and, you know, so on and so forth. This series, Genesis, is a series that I'm trying to make, you know, a mix of Avatar and Power Rangers, basically, to where, you know, like how Power Rangers have, like, you know, Power Rangers Power Force, Power Rangers this, Power Rangers that. So this first series of Genesis is Genesis 8 Banded. The next series will be Genesis Next Gen or, you know, something like that. Like Genesis will be, you know, the main thing. And then you'll have what, you know, season it is, basically. And then Avatar in the way of whenever one of the eight, basically the eight main people die, their power goes on to either someone they've trained and the power deems worthy, right? Or someone that the power deems worthy in general. The powers that these characters gain basically have a mind of their own. So they can kind of suss out who's able to handle the power, but also morally can handle the power. These powers basically only seek out people that are good. And there's a whole lot of other stuff, like a deeper story going on with the other six main characters and how they got their powers and why they are the ones and the first people to have powers. I'll talk about that probably later in like later episodes, based off of what we're doing with the show. But yeah, it's going to be live action. It's very, you know, fighting based. The cast looks beautiful to me, honestly. And we don't just talk about the story. We're also talking about a lot of real world issues, you know, so sexism, racism, just religion, a whole bunch of stuff, really digging deep into a lot of other people's cultures, because I do have a very diverse cast as well. So that's something to kind of just look forward to. But again, like I was saying before, just kind of, you know, talk to me about it, hit me up, leave a comment, see, you know, let me hear your thoughts on, you know, what you just heard, and, you know, if you'd watch it, you know, because, you know, that helps me kind of gauge what I should and shouldn't do with the show before the show even starts. But Genesis will also have a parallel series called Civi. Civi is basically a series that, again, is parallel to Genesis, but it's focusing on the civilians and how what the main characters in Genesis does affects the civilians, while also going into, you know, stories about the civilians. So basically, the first Civi installment will be Civi One and Only. Which is basically a BL, a boys love kind of feel, but that series will basically cover, you know, their relationship with each other, but it will also be showing a lot about what the main characters of Genesis is doing really affects how their lives change. So be on the lookout, because, you know, in Genesis, a lot of people will be dying. There will be a lot of, you know, buildings collapsing, things like that. And you'll really see all the pressure and all the, you know, emotional strife the civilians go through with certain things like that happening. You know, you will see, oh, snap, this person was a main character in Civi, and he just died in, like, you know, episode so-and-so of Genesis. And we're seeing his death again, but, like, up close, not from afar, but like up close and personal with, you know, with this character, and, you know, stuff like that. So, you know, be on the lookout. I will be talking about it more on my podcast. I also will have my sister and a couple other people, just, you know, random people or whoever, you know, start to guest star on my podcast. There'll probably be a lot of reoccurrences. So yeah, just, you know, give me feedback on what you want me to talk about. If you have an issue, give me feedback, like say in like a comment or a review, like, oh, you know, I do have an issue, you know, this is this, you know, you don't have to explain the exact issue, but if I do see that, I will in my next, you know, episode put out, you know, an email or a number or something that you can get in contact with me. That way you can tell me what's going on and I can talk about it on my podcast. So, you know, we can be connected. You know, I want to be very interactive. Also want to help you the best way that I can, because I have done a whole lot. I've been in a whole lot of situations, went to school for a whole lot of different things, you know, psychology, stuff like that. So I'm very versed in just like a lot of stuff, but I'm also very opinionated and have been through a lot in life. So, you know, I feel like I have a good head on my shoulders and I love to help people. I'm usually the person giving advice to anybody anyway and not taking my own, which is a personal problem. I really need to start, you know, doing better with that. Anyways, but yeah, just communicate. Let me know what's going on, what's on your mind. Hit me with some reviews. Tell your friends. Let's get these views up. Just because views? Okay, no, get these plays and subscriptions. I don't really know how podcasts work. So yeah. This episode actually lasted way longer than I thought it was fin to. But yeah, that's just about it. I can't talk about relationships anymore. Like every time I talk about it, I just get heated. I feel like Cardi B when she was sitting over there. That shit got me so hot. Like that's how I feel. You know what I'm saying? Like at all times. Every time I talk about a relationship on this podcast, like it's always about somebody doing something raggedy in a relationship, and I'm like, oh, why can't we do better? It just aggravates me because I know we can do better, and I know we can do better, but we just choose not to, and it's just like, it's so sad. It's so sad. This is why the Asians be out there talking about us. They're like, oh, America, child, they be over there going all willy-nilly. Child, them Asian people be smart. Them Asian people don't be having these issues like that. Y'all need to get it together. Sorry. I'm really all in on Asians right now. I've been watching a whole lot of K-dramas, as I stated before. Them K-dramas is something serious. Honestly, any Asian drama is something serious, really. They are really good. Anyways, that's all I have for today. Like I was saying before, just, you know, spread my podcast, write some reviews, give me something to work with so I know what to do, what not to do, stuff like that. I really want to be able to, you know, make a difference with this podcast. So let me know. But yeah, that's all I got. So I guess I will see you later.